What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in today. Just a reminder to you guys, you can go listen to this episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube if you want to watch the full video there. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Same handle at Settle Down Media, and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the weekend one. I can't talk, but weekend one recap. Zuchi Wild of March Madness. Welcome back, everybody. If you're new, we're glad to have you. If you're not, what a weekend of basketball. Zuch, that was awesome. That was an awesome week.
Great.
We just watched. Yeah, it was awesome. We got a great, we're going to talk a little bit about last weekend, see about what upcoming matchups are awesome in this next Sweet 16 Elite Eight. I feel like it's like the perfect amount of maybe Cinderella to like non-Cinderella. Maybe we could have used like one more 11 seed. Like if New Mexico would have won, but either way, we got a great breakdown. And if you're watching on YouTube, Zuch and I both look like we are both about to call the shittiest Tuesday night Maction game of all time with our headsets on. We look like we both are about to call Toledo versus Northern Illinois in 28 degree weather. And there's 1,000 people at the game and the game ends on like an intercepted Hail Mary.
Yeah. Both teams are like at this point, what? 3-6, 3-7, something like that.
Yeah, but it's like the shittiest Maction you can think of. But Zuch, I just want to get like, what are your first impressions of last weekend's March Madness games?
UConn is really, really, really good.
UConn is good.
Dominant.
UConn is really, really good. Danny Hurley is like one of those coaches that he gets upset for nothing, and I love it. Did you see him flip out? Danny Hurley had a chance to become basketball Saban. Because did you see him flipping out when they were down like 40? Or they were up 40 on Wagner? Yeah. Like, this guy's a psychopath. Like, Danny Hurley is a psychopath.
Yeah, he has to be. I mean, I guess it works, but he has to chill a little bit, I would think, eventually. But maybe he chills when they haven't even been close to, like, losing a tournament game in what, 9 tries now or something like that?
It's 8 something tries. Like that. And also shout out everyone who's picked in the Zuchi Wild bracket. Thank you if you've signed up. I just took a check of the leaderboard. All the first 4 just have UConn. So it's probably going to be one of you guys who chose UConn who are going to win. Speaking of my bracket stinks. I think I'm in the 30th percentile in the country. But my first initial thoughts were everyone in the year where everyone thought there was going to be a ton of upsets. When you look at the Sweet 16, there's what, maybe 2 surprise teams that you're surprised are there?
Yeah.
And Clemson. Well, that's probably it.
Everyone said that West region was going to be like the upset region. And I think it's like 1, 2, 3, 5 or something like that is what's left out of that region. So, and then all the 1 seeds are still left, which is a little. I guess, I mean, it's not surprising because they're 1 seeds, but usually I feel like at least one loses that 8-9 matchup, but really only Houston was even close. Like, UNC won by, like, they trailed for a little bit, but ended up winning pretty easily. UConn was up, like, 20 at halftime, and then Purdue won by like 52.
So. Yeah, speaking on Purdue, so we'll get the most Cinderellas later, but let's talk about the anti-Cinderella, Zach Edey. I love watching people who hadn't watched Zach Edey all year get their first taste of Zach Edey. Like this weekend, and they just go, it's almost like, you know, when you're playing at like, I mean, both Zuch, you and I mean, you went to a much smaller high school than I did, but it's not like I went to some hotbed of like basketball. I think now it is like a hotbed of basketball, but not like the crazy basketball, like where there's NBA players getting pumped out like these academies. He's literally like if there is just like some 7-foot kid at like a Joe Schmo high school in the middle of America and like no one can stop him. That's essentially what Zach Edey is. And for everyone who thought that the refereeing was going to change from the Big Ten to the tournament, it's not. He's still getting every call. And it's infuriating, but I think every tournament you have to, for there to be a hero, there has to be a villain. And I do think Purdue fits that villain role well this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, out of all, like, I don't really see anyone who dislikes UConn I don't really know anyone who dislikes UNC. And then Houston, I feel like everyone is kind of hoping they win because they've been relatively close like the past like five seasons or whatever it is. I was looking it up the other day, and they have made the Sweet 16 every year, won Final Four and Elite Eight. So that's kind of who I hope ends up winning it is Houston, just because they've been so close. And
Lord forgive me. Lord forgive me. I'm back to believing in Houston. I have chosen Houston, I think, the last 3 years straight. And last year, 2 years ago, they did me really well, almost won me a bracket. Last year, not so much. But this year, we're back on the Houston train. The Cougs, Kelvin Sampson, we're all about it. Another train that America hopped on, I guess that's my segue of sorts, is the Jack Golke train from Oakland, the upset of the century, or at least the tournament. Two things coming out of that game. One, Big Blue Nation was not happy with Cal, as he is now the running joke has turned into a reality where Cal is now officially on the hot seat.
Oh, they just announced a few minutes ago he's coming back for next year.
Yeah. Zouch, but before I talk about the next one, you did some recon for us in Kentucky Sports Radio, in their Twitter spaces, and just a deep dive into their message boards. What is Big Blue Nation thinking right now?
They all like love Cal, but also ready to see him. Like, you just, and I like Cal, but you cannot be at Kentucky and have like two of three seasons where you lose to St. Peter's and Oakland, especially like, I mean, that side of the bracket, like if they had beaten Oakland, they would have gotten NC State. And I mean, good for NC State. They're in the Sweet 16, but that's what you're kind of hoping for if you're that three seed, is like, we get the 11. And that's, they just couldn't, like, I mean, NC State played him so much, and he still had like nine threes or whatever. He added seven threes in that NC State game, but that man, like, just cover that guy. Like, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to put a defender on him. Like, everyone
was created in a March Madness lab where it's just like, let's just get the white guy who's not going to play in the NBA or like might play his way into like a G League two-way contract in 1 month, Jack Golke. I guarantee you Jack Golke gets an NBA like combine invite now just from that. 100%. But it's like he was created in a March Madness lab. Like there's literally a Jack Golke every year. 2 years ago it was Doug Eater. You just got to find a white guy who can shoot threes. I guess that's what the country wants to see.
But
it was a crazy game. But there was not a lot on the crazy game side. I wouldn't say there was a ton of crazy games. I did feel like it was just overall kind of solid basketball. It was pretty good. But look, the March Madness is great. And I plopped on my butt and watched hoops for 50 hours probably this weekend.
Well, I feel like too, part of March Madness is like when a team like Oakland or St. Peter's or Loyola Chicago has a run like that, it, like, obviously the run usually ends, but it feels like they are talked about for like the next decade. Like the Loyola Chicago one was like five or six years, like that one was a while ago, but people still
talk about the Florida Gulf Coast, and I think they only went to the Sweet 16. Like, I guess that's like a far run, but it's not like these deep runs. That's why I think St. Peter's is kind of crazy, because they made the Elite Eight. St. Peter's,
right? Yeah, that one was nuts.
That one was nuts against Zach Edey and the fellas. But it was a lot of great basketball this weekend. Zouch, any non-basketball related moments you saw this weekend that were funny to you? Besides Big Blue going absolutely bonkers. Oh, I guess like the Mountain West failed again. We have to talk about the Mountain West failing. We have to talk. They failed again. For how loud Mountain West Twitter is, and look, I'm a part of it. It was almost shockingly quiet this weekend. They were almost like, they got lucky because most of the national attention was, haha, look at how bad the SEC is. So I feel like the Mountain West got off easy. Thank God for Mountain West fans.
I'll put it to you this way. So you had Boise State lose their first game. Colorado State beat Virginia and lost to Texas. Nevada blew like a 25-point lead.
Had them in the Elite Eight. They failed.
Utah State.
Steve Alford failure.
Right. New Mexico got killed, basically. Like, that game was never really close.
Richard Pitino failure.
He's the number one candidate at Louisville right now.
take him. Oh my gosh, that'd be great. Oh, please, we need Pacino at Louisville.
If he got them good,
that were created.
I would almost have to go if he got Louisville good, and we got like a 4-5 matchup with Louisville St. John's in the tournament. That would be
that. Perfect. I think that break. I honestly think that break viewership records, especially just being like East Coast. Also, don't rule it out because Jamal Mashburn did just enter the transfer portal like yesterday or today or this week, whenever the show is going to be released. He's in the transfer portal. So like you could bring Mashburn to Louisville. The thing with Louisville is like they suck though. Not to get off track from the March Madness, like Louisville is a complete overhaul program. So it's bad
for the
Cardinals.
Louisville, the Cardinal.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but the Mountain West stunk again. The SEC stunk too. Which is a little surprising.
Thing is, like, and I was surprised by the SEC too, but they still have two teams in the Sweet Six. Like, yes, they stunk, but they still got two teams in the Sweet 16 who look like pretty good. Like Tennessee didn't shoot well, and Alabama is like yin and yang in terms of how they play. But I mean, one of the two teams from the Mountain West that got to the second round, I get they were playing Purdue, but you lost. Like, yes, Purdue is good. They should not be beating you by 40 points or what, 39 points, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the bummer for the Mountain West is if Nevada wins that game, it probably is completely different. And that's the bummer. Or if Boise State wins their first game, it like all they needed was one more win. But the bad Boise showing. And honestly, if Colorado State, let's say Seton Hall is that first four in instead of Virginia, I think if Colorado State beats a Seton Hall team, people are like, all right. But right. It's almost like people are like, you're expected to beat Virginia, Colorado State. Like, of course you should. Yeah, Virginia was horrible. That was bad. That was some of the worst basketball I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was. But yeah, anything else on last weekend that stuck out to you, man?
Not particular. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. But it was so hard. Like, not that I didn't enjoy it, but after Boise State lost, it's just like so tough. Like waking up that next day and trying to be excited when you're just like, oh.
It is tough. No, it is like the classic. Like when your team is in the tournament, it you are so tunnel visioned. I couldn't even focus. I think I probably missed so much like great content that morning. I woke up that morning after the Boise State loss, man. I wasn't expecting it to hit me as hard. Similar feelings to the Niners Super Bowl. Like I just felt so distraught. I was like, I was like, we're not even in it. Like we don't even get our logo on the bracket.
Oh, well. No, three
maybe
in a row.
Next year, Danny Sprinkle. We got Leon again, baby. We got one more chance to run it back. We literally have one more chance to run it back, or else there will be a bomb dropped in not an actual bomb. A symbolic bomb to blow up the program, probably.
Well,
or maybe a semi bomb.
Like, and I like Leon, and I'll be short with this, but next year, I believe, is year 15. Boise State is not an Oakland in terms of like resources and stuff they get for basketball. Like by year 15 in a program like Boise State, you should have won a tournament game. Not that he hasn't been good. He's been really good here. Wins 20 games all the time, all that stuff. Like we've had decent players, blah, blah, blah. But it is fair for fans to ask questions after 15 years if you haven't won a single tournament game. Now, I'm not saying like he's won one, but like to me, there's a huge difference between if we went to Oakland and the guy won the first tournament game and he's been there 40 years. I'd be like, okay, we go to. I didn't even know they existed until this, like when
not
they got
even from
the tournament.
Oakland. They're from Michigan.
Exactly. So you were what like the. That school in Michigan is definitely smaller than Michigan State, probably the directional school. So you're like, what, 6 or 7 probably in terms of relevance? Like you have by year 15, you need to have one tournament win.
And it's a bummer because I do think it's kind of holding him back in the eyes of like the country as great coaches. And it's also, I think, selfishly for him, holding that one win is holding back other opportunities that – look, I don't know if he wants to go. I think he's every public thing I've seen of Leon Rice is that he loves Boise and Boise loves him. I think Leon Rice is a great person and a great coach. Don't get that mistaken, but that tournament loss, that tournament win missing from his resume, I do think has probably kept schools, bigger schools with larger budgets that could give him more money, from reaching out. I don't think it's not fair to say Washington, if Washington gives Leon Rice higher priority if Leon had a Sweet 16 appearance or something like that. But I don't know. Enough about me rambling on about Boise State. You got any more rambling about Boise State, or should we actually dive into some breakdowns? We've said our piece. Well, thanks for bearing with us, non-Boise State fans. But we are going to hop into breaking down this week's Sweet 16 matchups, and we got some great ones. Like I said, I think it's like the perfect mix of we got the one Cinderella, NC State. DJ Burns is a monster, man. DJ Burns is a monster, dude, and I cannot wait to keep watching DJ Burns, man.
They also tried to set him up with that ice cream delivery.
Yes, that was not okay. That was like, in what world? You know what? Chris Christie was right, I think, in this one quote where he said, fat people are the last people in this country where you could actively discriminate against, like, on camera and not get in trouble. That is like you gave the fat guy ice cream? Are you kidding me? That's like, you gave the fat guy ice cream. Oh, my goodness. That's like giving the super, super skinny guy, if you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to assume you're a vegan, here's like a kale salad. And the guy's like, no, I actually like eating like burgers and stuff. It's essentially the same thing. It's like me. It's essentially like me if I won that in a way and they're like, oh, your name's Diego. Oh, like, here's some tacos. You must just love tacos after. Like, it's like, what are we doing, man?
He immediately gave it away, too. That's what killed me.
I loved his part of my take interview where they asked him about it, and he just goes, I'm going to keep my comments to myself about that.
Because they even said, they're like, they did you dirty with the ice cream. Yeah. He's like, yeah,
I'm dirty with the ice cream.
Comments to myself. And that he owns vending machines. I had no clue that this man
owns vending machines. Isn't that wild? That man must have saw like the Instagram reels of like the guys like, I make $120 a week with my vending machines. And like, you know, just putting like Mountain Dew and Diet Dr. Pepper. You need Diet Dr. Pepper in a vending machine. You need it. All right. Well, let's just honestly get into the game that he's playing in. If I can find it. Here. Yeah. NC State versus Marquette. You got DJ Burns versus Shaka Smart and Kolek. I do think that Marquette has the upper hand, although NC State does seem team of destiny, and Marquette, out of all the two seeds, I mean, I would want to play either Marquette or Iowa State.
Ed should also, speaking of this game and things that need to be stopped, they need to stop with the eating memes on DJ Burns, and they need to stop with the can't read and write memes with the
Marquette. Kolek.
Yeah,
that has to stop. The school had to step in. This man, honestly, the meme got so bad where when I first read it like a month ago, I thought it was real. I was like, oh my gosh, like he failed too many classes. But no, it's just mean Big East fans being mean. So yeah. You have to stop being mean Big East fans, or else between the ghost of John Fanta will come for you.
There was three memes this weekend that needed to be stopped, and I'm still seeing them. It's DJ Burns, Kolek, and the Puff Daddy memes. The Puff Daddy memes are top of the list.
Not even basketball related. Those need to stop. Right. Puff Daddy needs to stop. Speaking of famous rappers, did you know Master P's kid's going to Houston next year, I believe? Mercy Miller.
I mean, Houston is really interesting. I was like, just, have you ever, I don't even know. It's almost like, not a maze, but like, I guess you could call it a deep dive of, have you ever like gone on Wikipedia or something and you're like looking at a certain, like say you're looking at like this year's Boise State team or like from 2018 mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, like we played them in the offseason. I don't remember that. And you click on that and like 2.5 hours later, you're like, okay, how did I end up on, you know, Shaka? Like you end up getting like Shaka Smart or like, mm-hmm. and college basketball is the worst with it because coaches coach at so many, like there's in college football head coaching wise, I would say, maybe you might go FCS to a small FBS to like a kind of a premier type-ish mm-hmm. program. But in college basketball, like I was looking up, not Ralph Sampson, what's
Kelvin Sampson?
Kelvin Sampson, yeah. I was like, this dude coached at like Washington State, Oklahoma, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's it. And I was just like looking at the
college history. Basketball is a little like NHL where these coaches just seem to bounce around before people are like, all right, we're done with you. And like the NFL, it's 18. Like if you at NFL or college football, it's like you mess up like one time, like you're lucky if you get another shot.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Lane Kiffin is lucky that he's gotten this Ole Miss shot after the USC shot, and it essentially took him like 8 years of crawling back. And right. That's like one of the ones that works.
Well, I was like looking up with Kelvin Sampson. I was like, dang, when he came to Houston, because I don't ever remember really hearing about, like you would hear about like the 80s Houston, like Slam-a-Jamma, all that stuff. But I was like wondering last night, I was like, I wonder like what Houston was like before like he got there. And it was like bad. Like I had no idea Clyde Drexler was one of their head coaches at one time.
And it was Clyde like, the Glide was coaching?
Yeah, and he basically, when he came there, said, you know, okay, I'll become the coach or whatever. Because I want to say he was, like, an assistant with the Rockets or something. And they're like, hey, like, come coach us. And he basically said, okay. But he got him, like a multi, hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade, like, the facilities and the arena. And then you know, I was just reading about him. So it's interesting to see how bad they went to now they're like a perennial, like you said, almost every year they have a high percentage of people picking them for the national title, I guess.
Definitely. And speaking of planned perennial programs, they got Duke on the 29th. How do you think that game's going to go?
I honestly think they're going to beat Duke by like 15.
Ooh, what's the spread on that game?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Look it up. I also think Houston's going to win. I think they are just too quick. And I don't know. I feel like Duke's that weird team that I feel like they just kind of linger now.
So like it's they Houston need, 4.5.
I don't think Duke has fully embraced just being hated. Although I've said it, if once they flip that switch, I feel like Duke can become the 90s Duke again. They have all the pieces together.
Oh yeah, and
they can become 90s Duke if they would just embrace being hated.
Right, just do it. Everyone already hates you anyway, so just like Christian Leitner said,
become Christian Leitner. Literally, the era of like social media and you need brand deals, so you have to be likable. F that, and that's why I actually think Jared McCain on Duke is doing so well. Because have you seen his TikToks? I'm 2 days in the college and election. He is embracing it. And that's why he's their best player. Like, I think at Duke, you just have to be like, yeah, I'm going to post cringe videos and then I'm going to drop 25 on you. What are you going to do about it? Like, you just have to just make 19-year-olds with flume bars puffing in their frat basements go, that guy stinks. What a girl wimp. And just like piss them off. That's what you have to do.
Exactly. You have to embrace being the bad guy, and you can have a good career if you're crazy, good at the same
guys.
Time.
Speaking of not bad guys but crazy guys, let's move on to the next game in the East. The one of the Sweet 16 matchups, UConn versus San Diego State. Danny Hurley, the crazy guy. Does the crazy train continue? I think it does, but man, I think they got a real road bump in SDSU. Who can? I think SDSU is a school. They're a team that can match them physically, and SDSU is going to play it slow, and it's going to be a sloppy game, and the sloppier, the better. SDSU, they're like pigs. The more mud, the better. The more mud, the better.
And it's so funny with the Mountain West thing. All the other fans of teams are like, don't talk trash if you beat UAB and Yale to get to the Sweet. I'm like, okay, every one of us would be talking trash if we were in the Sweet 16 and all the other, like, and it's not just that they made the national title game. Like
every time I want to get mad at SDSU fans for like chanting and being bodacious, I just think, man, this is literally how every other fan base must feel during like football season with BSU, because then BSU could just pull the card like, yeah, but we're better and everyone actually cares about us, and it doesn't matter what anyone else says. They're wrong because everyone else in the country really does only care about BSU football, and SDSU could do the same thing for basketball. They can go, yeah, who cares?
Every other team in the Mountain West, football wise, is that game. You'll if you go like, and it's always weird. Like if we go out on like a Friday night, right, or a Saturday night, to a bar and you're not like, it's college football season and you happen to look up at the TVs in like a sports type bar and you see like Fresno State, Nevada, and you're like, oh, like, I don't really care unless like we might because like Fresno State is good or whatever. That is what everyone across the nation thinks. They're like, okay, like that's the only game on right now. Like we're a step above like Tuesday night Maction. And I think more people probably actually watch the Maction, but yes,
I don't know, dude. Friday night Mountain West is Mountain West After Dark is starting to take off. It got crazy last year. People need to hop on Mountain West After Dark.
That is fair.
Pac-12's no more. Hop on board Mountain West After Dark.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's a national title rematch, and I mean, UConn has just killed everybody, so they might do it again. But I think that this might be a little closer than everyone. I'm going to look at the line on that. It's got to be pretty high. So they play Thursday.
Yeah.
It is. UConn is a 10.5-point favorite.
Ooh, I think that is big. Unless they think UConn's going to like St. Mary's. I'm like, they did St. Mary's last year where they just kind of get rolling and they can't stop. But we will see. We will see. Danny Hurley, complete psychopath. So let's move on to the next game in that region. Illinois, Iowa State. Sneaky good matchup. I don't know a ton about Iowa State, although I know they play with intensity because they got that. I feel like their coach is like 32 years old.
He used to be at UNLV.
He does have some of the he has some greasy hair, though. Oh, boy. You see that guy's hair? It is slicked back.
Brad Underwood, he was angry all the like 24/7. Brad Underwood is like furious. Mm-hmm.
I do think I got Illinois in this game. Terrence Shannon, I think is his name. Terrence Shannon Jr. Has some off the court issues, but man, he is balling out right now, man. I think he's scoring like above 20 points a game right now his last couple weeks, and I think he's going to carry them over the edge in this Iowa State game.
Yeah, I think I would pick Illinois too. Like Iowa State's been good this year, but I think Illinois has been kind of building towards getting past, you know, like the Sweet 16 for a while now. And I think this might be the year that they could be like in 10 years when we're like looking back at like past Final Fours, we're like, oh, that's extremely random. Illinois was in the Final Four. So.
Yeah. That was kind of like that Texas Tech year where they made the finals and it's like, oh, Texas Tech. All right. I guess that's like a big school. Okay. Let's move to the bottom half of the bracket. North Carolina, Alabama. This is another battle of the quarter zips. North Carolina, two great color matchups. I don't know what to think about this game. I think Alabama, Nate Oates, the team gets up and down. Also, did you see what Charles Barkley said about GCU Alabama? He said it was the dumbest basketball he's ever seen played. He's like, how is GCU even a real program? They didn't run a single offensive play the entire second half. And the best thing was my mom was saying this while we were watching. So if me and my mom are saying it, you know, college, like actual people who know more basketball, just me and my mom are going, what the hell is GCU doing? They're not running a play. But Alabama played them that way. So I don't know. I got UNC in this. I got UNC.
I almost want Alabama just to see another Nate. Did you see the meme of him where the camera zoomed out and he was just like, if you didn't see it, I'm going to send it to you. But he just had like this crazy look on his face.
Nate Oates versus Danny Hurley would feed families.
Well, it's also
that is the psychopath matchup.
He might have had that psychopath look on his face because of that screaming banshee on the GCU.
Oh my gosh, you heard that? You heard the screaming banshee? Yeah,
that was I had to like
right by the camera. Stop. I almost muted it. I almost muted it too. I'm so glad, and no one was talking about it on Twitter either. But
I saw a couple people that were like, she needs to be ended. And then it was so bad that I was listening to Jim Rome yesterday, and he even had like a whole segment on her screaming. It was so so poor GCU. They like were a Cinderella.
Not poor GCU.
But people like hate them.
They're a for-profit university in Arizona. I do not care at all about GCU. sorry, people at GCU. I don't care about your athletics program. Let's move on to the next one. Clemson versus Arizona. Clemson, surprising. Also, snobby. I hate to bring back BSU. Every BSU fan who kept the receipts going, oh, I guess Clemson was a bad loss, huh? I guess it was a bad loss. And I'm like, shoot, I guess you got those people. Like, I really no one ever said it was like a bad loss. They just said it was a disappointing loss. But yeah, I think this game is going to be good. I do got Arizona. It seems like they finally got over the hump, especially in that Dayton game where, you know, the last couple of years they've lost really bad. And that Dayton game had the chance to go really, really bad because it was just close. And they won. So I think that, like, psyche kicks in really well for Arizona. And, I think Caleb Love is balling out too.
I don't know what ticket sales are right now for the Sweet 16. I mean, sorry, the Final Four.
But if Arizona makes it.
If I was an Arizona fan, I would buy my tickets now, basically.
Right now, and then you can just resell them.
Yeah, if they end up losing. But you have your tickets right now. If you live there, you probably live in the area. So it's not like you got to fly down there or anything like that. So buy your tickets now.
Dude, yeah, Arizona Vape Bros. Arizona Vape Bros are a different breed. Arizona Bros versus NC versus North Carolina or Alabama Bros. I think I got to take the Arizona Bros. They're just a little raw. Now, if they wear suits and are going at it that way, I give me my Ole Miss Bros. That is one of the great. I hate to go off track. That's one of the greatest videos of all time. The Ole Miss pledge fight. This is actually just a chance for us to bring up the Ole Miss pledge fight.
All time. Hey, it happens. It's in the middle of the. It's in Mississippi. It gets hot there. You've had a couple brews, and you just got to go at it sometimes.
It's a bad SEC game versus like South Carolina. You're up like 17 in the fourth quarter. You start to get antsy.
Heat gets to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the last region now, Midwest. Purdue versus Gonzaga. This is. We have to just appreciate like Gonzaga. I hate Gonzaga, but what Mark Hatafew's done in the last few like decades almost is incredible. He like the amount of Sweet 16s is something like 5 straight Sweet 16s, or it's something like a crazy amount of Sweet 16s.
And they've gotten over that. I mean, they haven't won the title, but they have gotten over like
the choker
hump. If they were where they were like 10 years ago right now, they would be the biggest Twitter meme in college basketball. Like they better. And this was
Kelly Olynyk years ago. We'll always remember
Kelly Olynyk. The Twitter would have broken with Adam Morrison and the crying meme which if you have not seen it, you've got to watch the, have you seen that? His like NBA.
Yeah, I cried. So what?
Yeah, I mean,
I cared.
Right. I'm just so competitive. But yeah, they're now every year like a legit national title contender. So
yeah,
I hope they don't win, but I could definitely see
them. I also got Purdue. I got the Easter, who also, we need to talk about Zach Edey's hairline. What a great hairline that guy's got. Yeah. I don't know who that guy's barber is, man. That guy's fade is clean, man.
He looks like he'd be like, hairline. It's not an extra, but like a, like he almost looks like he would be a character, like an actor who plays a character in like Game of Thrones, who like shows up and he's like the intimidating like freak of the show where they're like, oh, look at him. He's 90 feet tall. Like he's basically a giant and like you have to fight him now. And like you cut his arm off, but it like doesn't affect it. That's what Zach.
You cut an arm off and then a Big 12 ref blows a whistle and then he gives Zach Edey like 2 free punches to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That is funny. All right, let's go to the last game of the Midwest region and the last game of our Sweet 16 breakdown. Creighton versus Tennessee. You had the tweet, Zusha, said it best. Stephen Ashforth was giving me all sorts of Vietnam war-like flashbacks.
Right. I'm glad he's out of my life, even though Utah State still beat us this year, both times we played. But Creighton is another, like I feel like because the Big East has, you know, UConn, and they have, like, Patino's at St. John's, and that makes them kind of, like, more relevant. Marquette is, like, a big-name school. I feel like Creighton is, like, kind of forgotten about, but they had a good run, like, had a really good run last year, and this year they've been, like, a sneaky, like, national title appearance, at least, pick. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going with Creighton just because I think that...
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they don't foul.
Well, I'm also going with Creighton because I have Creighton in my Final Four. I'm also going with Creighton. They just, I don't know. It just seems, it might be because me, I'm being biased because I like want my previous bracket that I did a few weeks ago to do well. But I also think they're playing well. I think showing their toughness and grit in a game against Oregon, that by all means could have been an upset. Should have been an upset. Like Oregon, like those two guys were getting every shot they wanted. and to like kind of calm down and to reset and win. It was nice. So I also got Creighton in this one.
Would you like to know a fun fact about Creighton when I was looking up stuff about them the other night? Because they are truly the most, they're in Nebraska. There's like cannot be a more random school that's good at sports. And
what is the Creighton fun fact?
Two of their alumni own teams in the MLB, and it's not small teams. One of them is like the majority owner of the Chicago Cubs, and the other one is the owner of the Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what on earth? Like, how did these two dudes?
I thought also... Magic Johnson, that is a farce. When I was younger, they made it seem like Magic Johnson owned the Dodgers and it was super, super cool. Turns out Magic Johnson owns like 2% of the Dodgers.
And yeah, so let me look up the exact. Make sure.
Also, doesn't like Warren Buffett sometimes come to their games in Omaha?
Yeah, it's the weirdest.
They got to thank Doug McDermott. They got to build that guy's statue.
It's Mark Walter, and he is also the part owner and chairman of the LA Dodgers.
Wow.
And he went
to Jays. They were going Creighton. Blue Jays. Yeah. Blue Jays.
They need to get that NIL funding in there. Like two of your alumni own the Cubs and the Dodgers. Legitimately, like two of the top three or four.
I would hope they're doing something. They must have gotten like too many write ups at Creighton. Some dean must have pissed them off. But yeah, that's it for the Sweet 16 breakdowns. Such, last thing we're gonna do. Give me your quick final four. Of the teams remaining now.
Okay. I'm going to go UConn, Arizona, Houston, Creighton.
God damn it, that's mine. You know, hey, I'll be I'll make it interesting. I'll go Creighton, Duke, Illinois, Arizona.
That would be hilarious final four. Like I just want to see Arizona in the final four. It's been a long time.
You think New Mexico is bad. Also, Lobo Nation. If anyone in Lobo Nation has videos of them on Beale Street in Memphis, please send them over. We need to see Lobo Nation. We got to love hate with Lobo Nation, and we need videos of you guys having fun in Memphis, please.
And they got me to Jalen House,
to squirt the water bottle.
And I felt kind of bad because people were like, oh, how do you react that way? And I'm like, I get that when you're like so mad.
So
you're
angry. Like, it's like a, like, yeah,
you're like almost want to tear something up, so you just like put all your pressure into doing something like that. It make you feel better.
It just had to be a little Gatorade squirty bottle. Anything else could have been better. But you heard it first, man. We got March Madness predictions. Again, thank you for everyone who signed up for that bracket. I think we ended up getting like 60 or 70 people on it, and it was great showing. So if you didn't, check it out next year because it'll probably be a similar prize. But Zuch. Anything else besides thanking the people for listening?
Nothing else. Always thankful to the listeners. They really are why we do this. Like if we at this point still had no listeners, it would be really, really, really hard to do. It's not hard to do, but it's, you have to do a lot of planning around other stuff.
Yeah.
And it can be, like there's some days you're like, but we do it for everyone so they can listen to us and
watch the clips online, however you consume the content, man. It's awesome. Whether you're listening to part of the show, whether you're listening to the full show, whether you're listening to the clips on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, it's great. And we've been very appreciative over the last couple months because there has been a growth of people watching and following. And we are just appreciate the people who have just joined, people who have been with us. Thank you guys. It has been quite a ride. It's not over, but as like the college seasons that Zuchi and I cover are winding down, we're gonna have some off season content. We'll kind of keep that. We got some stuff planned. Don't worry. We're keeping it a little secretive, but we will let you guys know when it happens.
And my last thing is I heard from a little birdie that maybe a certain baseball player who normally pitches and hits, but is not pitching this year and might play for a team in California, and he also might be Japanese, is also going to watch this Final Four and make bets on it. So, I'm not going to say another
meme. Another meme that has to stop. Okay. Also, I keep doing the last thing. But did you see the free walkout? It was like the free whoever Shohei's. It was like a flyer on Twitter, and I don't know what his translator was, but it was like free blah 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 school walkout 12:30 meet in the quad. It's like, oh my god,
I would have joined that if I had been going to school.
Shohei was making bets allegedly, but I saw the video, I saw the pictures of him at the Lakers game. That man looks like he was sweating out a parlay.
Right. Hey, it's fun to do. I just hope he wasn't doing it on baseball, because he might never play again if he was doing it on baseball. So
that would never play again, and it would be quite baseball. Anything else besides making fun of Shohei Ohtani?
Nope. Everyone enjoy the weekend. If you're on spring break, enjoy that and watch these college basketball games, because you're going to miss it here in a few weeks when it's all over. So
awesome. We will see you guys next week with the Elite Eight and Sweet 16 breakdowns. Peace. I accidentally left.